For centuries, explorers and historians wanting to investigate the stories behind the mummies, the Egyptian mummies, have had few options but to actually unwrap the remains. And that, of course, often caused irreversible damage. But archaeologists at the British Museum in London have found a way to get the information everyone wants by using non-invasive medical scans. This month, the Powerhouse Museum in Sydney will display six mummies from the British Museum collection, along with their 3D CT scans. They include the mummies of a married woman, a temple singer and a child who lived in Egypt as long as 3,000 years ago. Jonathan Williams is the Deputy Director of the British Museum. He joins us in the breakfast studio a long way from home. Jonathan, welcome to breakfast.
Thank you so much.
How do you put a mummy through a CT scan, just like you put anyone?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, we worked together with the Royal Brompton Hospital to use their state-of-the-art CT technology to allow us for the first time to see inside, at a level of detail we've simply never been able to achieve before, inside these six individuals, the mortal remains of six individuals from the history of ancient Egypt.
The when you put them through the CT machine, do you take them out of their hard cases?
So,
I don't know the terminology, sorry.
No, sure. So if you were a wealthy ancient Egyptian, you got buried in lots of different layers of religious technology. There was the stone sarcophagus, and then there was a wooden coffin, and then there was the cartonnage, a kind of papier-mâché, often highly decorated casing, and then the linen mummy wrappings themselves. And those are what we feed into the CT scan.
The cartonnage or the linen wrappings?
The body... In the linen wrappings.
Okay.
And inside those wrappings, often we're now able to see with this new technology, amulets, religious artifacts that were placed alongside, on top of, and inside the body to a level of detail we've simply not been able to achieve.
Tell us more about that, because I think this is what everyone listening wants to know. What you see in the scans. You say amulets, so some kind of jewellery within the body?
Absolutely.
How do they do that?
So part of the whole process of mummification was removing some of the vital organs, the brain, the heart, the kidneys, in order to allow the body to desiccate, to dry out. Because one of the really important aspects of ancient Egyptian funerary technologies was to prepare the body for death, to preserve it so that the soul, after the death of the individual, could recognize the individual to come back home after it had gone abroad during the day. And so what we're able to do now through virtual unwrapping of these mummies is to see inside, you know, to a level of detail simply not achieved before.
Like how detailed?
So we're able to see now, there's one fantastic individual called Tammut, who was the daughter of a temple priest of the king of the Egyptian gods, Amun. We've scanned her mummy, and we've seen that inside, on top of her body and underneath the wrappings, were placed four sacred amulets. Now, they're still underneath the wrappings, okay? But what we've been able to do is scan those objects and 3D print them. So you can see 3D printings in the exhibition of these objects that will have never been seen since they were put inside the body 2,000 to 3,000 years ago.
So in the past, mummies have been unwrapped, and that's caused all sorts of problems.
Yep.
But have the researchers that have done that, have they found these kind of amulets in the wrappings before?
Yes.
Is this a complete surprise or...?
No, we knew that that ancient Egyptian bodies were often decorated with magical symbols to allow the body to survive, to allow the individual to survive into the afterlife. But the British Museum, we never unwrapped our mummies. So we have this pristine collection of 120 mummies.
That's a beautiful collection.
Yeah.
I've seen it's obvious, many people's very favourite part of the British Museum, if you're lucky enough to get to it. What about real surprises? Because here on this programme, we've had an association with the exhibition on at the National Museum in Canberra, the History of the World in 100 Objects, and the mummy is, I think, number one there. And there was a real surprise when that mummy in the museum was CT scanned, because on the outside it's a woman, mm-hmm. on the inside the scan reveals it's a male figure inside the case.
So that sometimes happens in ancient Egypt. I mean, for reasons we simply can't understand now, but one of the great features of the show that's just about to open here at the Powerhouse is that what we've been able to do through our recent program of scanning is allow a woman to be a woman again. Because when the individual called Nestor Wedjat was x-rayed in the 1960s, their x-rays weren't so good. We thought that Nestor Wedjat has a woman's name. We thought that she was a man, and we got that wrong. The new scannings have turned her into a woman again and given back her true identity to allow us to talk about the lives of these ancient people, bringing them back to life in a way that those who mummified them in the first place, I hope, would have been proud of and would have appreciated.
Just nowhere to hide, not even for a 3,000-year-old mummy. Jonathan, thank you very much for joining us. This is really exciting. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
And thanks to the British Museum for loaning them to us.
Our great pleasure.
Jonathan Williams is the Deputy Director of the British Museum, and this exhibition is called Egyptian Mummies, Exploring Ancient Lives. It opens on Saturday and will stay open at the Powerhouse until April next year, the Powerhouse Museum in Sydney. You're listening to RM Breakfast. It's 8:45.